Kevin Powell covers sports on the Rokan Show right here on WGN. Kevin, how are you?
You mentioned Tom Appel is going to be on the show. I introduced my friends to Tom's Twitter account, and they're mesmerized by it. Because Tom doesn't just post, like, vintage Corvettes or Ferraris. It's like, hey, here's this 1998
yeah.
Mercury Mariner.
Yeah, that's one of the things I love about Tom. It's great. Yeah. And he writes, you know, they've got a blog at Consumer Guide Automotive at consumerguide.com. There's a blog, and he comes up with some of the funniest and coolest stuff. He digs through old catalogs and sees, like really poorly designed cars from the 70s and stuff like that.
So, no, I love it. He's great. It's funny that he's on. Well, I'm on it. It's a great follow, but thanks for having me, Nick. I appreciate it.
No,
it's
my pleasure. And we got lots of sports to talk about. So the White Sox in their spring training here, how's that going?
Yeah, I don't know if there's more buzz around the team in baseball than there is the White Sox. That's not me saying they're going to contend for a World Series, but considering that it's been a few rough years here, Nick, things are going well. A few minor injuries here and there, but nothing too serious. The White Sox have been hit with some serious injuries over the past couple of years, and we got a lot of news in spring training over the past few years about guys going down with injuries. But right now, for the most part, it's good. Yes, Yasmani Grandal, he was the big free agent signing, the catcher they got, dealing with a bit of a calf issue. Doesn't sound like he'll miss any time, but he is slowly working his way back from that. Lucas Giolito, minor chest injury, but he's already pitching as well. And Dallas Keuchel is the starting pitcher they signed in free agency, and he made his first start today, 4 innings, 1 run. So, so far, so good, Nick.
Yeah, and he's a lefty, right, Dallas?
He's a lefty veteran, a guy who really the past couple of years was somebody that was on the radar for, I think, a lot of Sox fans and obviously for the White Sox as well. This is a guy who's been through a rebuild before. He was with the Astros. This was the pre-trash can banging and cameras and whatnot. But he was a part of that team. He's a pitcher, whatever. So but he had experience. You know, the Astros, they went through a rebuild. Like a lot of teams have, just like the Cubs did, and it's an excruciating multiple years that add up, but the payoff is obviously, hopefully, a World Series. So he's just that veteran type of pitcher. I keep thinking of him. I know it's not identical, but it is similar to when the Cubs signed John Lester back in 2015, where he was the veteran guy to anchor the rotation. He had been around a championship team. Just makes a ton of sense.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, listen, our conversation with Kevin Powell continues. Sports is what we're talking about. 312-981-7200 is the phone number.
I want to spend the night.
Nick DiGilio Show continues here on 720 WGN live in the Skyline studio here on a Tuesday morning. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. And playing a little Bill Withers this morning because Kevin Powell is here. You can hear Kevin Powell doing sports, covering sports right here on WGN, the Rokan Show, every weekday afternoon. And Kevin, you know, we were talking about the Sox and the buzz around the team. And there's an article here from the Sun-Times where Joe Maddon likes where the Sox are going.
Yeah, and you know, it's interesting. I was reading that today, and it's almost full circle because Maddon took over for Ricky Renteria, who is now the manager of the White Sox, after really the tough times of the rebuild. So Maddon didn't exactly endure the stress of a rebuild. He took it really when it was starting to, I don't know if peak is the right word, but really when it was starting to turn the corner, now Ricky Renteria is in that position that Joe Maddon was in when he took over in 2015.
Right.
And, you know, to my initial point, it's everybody's noticing what the White Sox are doing, including Joe Maddon. So when I read that, I'm like, you know, this is kind of full circle. It's like Ricky took over for Joe, and now Joe's looking at Ricky, and they're going to play each other, the Angels and the White Sox. So it's going to be a very interesting year for the White Sox.
Yeah, it is. I mean, we'll keep an eye on it. And you can hear all the games right here on 720 WGN. We are the home of the Chicago White Sox. So I just think it's kind of cool that Joe Maddon is out there talking about the Sox.
Yeah, you know, it's being lucky enough to cover both teams in town over the past 4 or 5 years now. When I was covering the Cubs, and people would ask, "Well, who's the coolest guy you talk to on the Cubs?" And I was always like, "Joe Maddon."
Yeah,
not a player. Like, he just always had an interesting thought. He always had a unique perspective on baseball, about an individual game, about an individual player. He's realistic. He's honest. It's almost weird, you know, to see him back there. It's happened so fast, you know.
Yeah,
if we had seen Maddon like 10 years from the World Series victory, we probably wouldn't have been as weird. But it was like, man, they were at least in a playoff contention last year. The next thing you know, he's at the Cubs spring training home in a different uniform.
Yeah.
So it is a little weird, and I can't even believe I'm saying this, but I actually thought it was the right time to move on for both parties. I think maybe that's just the nature of where we're at with sports fandom and how people want things. They want to consume things faster and more quick than they ever have before. So I don't know. It felt like the right time. It works for Maddon too. Speaking of full circle, that, you know, the Angels is an organization Maddon came up with. He was a part of that organization for 30 years before he left for the Tampa Rays job. So it's perfect for Maddon. And I still think it was the right move for the Cubs to bring in a fresh voice.
Yeah. And the Cubs, by the way, let's get to the Cubs here. We have some audio of Chris Bryant and Anthony Rizzo, who were mic'd up today. ESPN mic'd them up. Did you see any of this?
Yeah, I saw and heard just about all of it. I loved it. I mean, Chris Bryant and Anthony Rizzo are such likable guys as it is.
Yeah.
If you're going to do something like this, I mean, you're doing an interview during a live game. If there is a sport to do it, it's definitely baseball, where there is a lot of downtime and things like that. But both were great. The timing of a lot of the certain things, I'm sure you have it teed up here, but it was great. I loved it. I thought it was super fun. It's spring training baseball. It's not that serious.
Yeah.
Lighten it up a little bit and have some fun.
Yeah, well, we got some audio here. We want to play some of this stuff back. This is Rizzo talking through an at-bat. Here we go.
I'm feeling a heater right here because I've only seen one today from him.
Oh.
I'm going to go two here. No, I'm not. Wow. That's good math.
Nice work. I'm glad the math kicked in at some point.
You did analysis and play-by-play, and you hit there.
Fastball, and that was at your chest.
That's why I choke up there, to get to those pitches.
That's great.
Rizzo, one of the few players who still chokes up quite a bit. If you watch him closely this season, you'll see him choke up by a couple of inches. He really breaks down the swing.
Yeah.
But, you know, I tweeted out, I said, see, you don't need trash cans and cameras to figure things out at the plate.
Yeah.
Anthony Rizzo's a smart hitter. And he, as you heard there, he said, I've only seen one fastball from him this entire game. That's what's coming here. And then for him to hit that. And it's so funny, too, to you're basically hearing the inner thought of a professional athlete, which is, I'm going for two. And then he's like, wait, no, I'm not. And he goes back and he settles on a single. Because how many fans are constantly like, that ball was hit, and there are probably fans like, go two. Wait. No. That's cool. Just go one.
Yeah, that's fantastic. It's Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Kevin Powell is with us. He does sports on the Rokan show. And we're playing back some of the audio on ESPN during the Cubs game, the Cubs-Angels game today. They mic'd up Chris Bryant and Anthony Rizzo. And this is Rizzo talking with Trout, Mike Trout.
I got a mic on, and I'm being interviewed, so.
Should tell him you talked through that hit as well.
Aubrey had a great charity event last night at Topgolf.
Ask him about Trout hitting the golf ball.
They want to know about Trout hitting that golf ball.
Oh my god,
that was insane. That was insane. I mean, no, it's on the moon.
I love this, man. You know, and there's also a column in the Tribune that said it would be great if Marquee could use Chris Bryant and Anthony Rizzo the way that ESPN did during the game today.
Hey, they've got a blank canvas over there at Marquee. They can do whatever they want. So, in some way to bring that in, I don't know, if to bring that to some context with the Trout thing. I don't know if you guys know Topgolf, but Topgolf is essentially a driving range where they turn it into an arcade game where you hit the ball and you aim for targets, and Trout, who is just unbelievable. The video went viral because he walks up, hits the golf ball, and there's like netting like 230
right,
yards away, and
right.
It's 150 feet high. And he hit it over it, and I don't even think he's really much of a golfer, but the guy knows how to swing something.
Yeah, I saw the footage online, and it was unbelievable.
Yeah.
It was unbelievable,
insane. But I love hearing that pro athletes interact. So and first baseman, and Rizzo's the perfect first baseman because he can shoot the breeze with anybody.
Yeah.
So you hear that a lot. So it was great.
So Chris Bryant and Anthony Rizzo were mic'd up for the game by ESPN. For today's game, and this is them talking about music, right, and singing a little. Okay,
a little bit.
Here
yeah.
we go. Here we go.
Jamming to a lot is that the Selena Gomez song. I don't know all the lyrics, but is it to lose love or love love?
Lose you to love,
love.
Wait.
To love, love.
Yes.
To love
me to lose you.
I needed to lose you to find me.
Lose you to love me.
Is that what it is? See, I mean, the thing that Emily, my wife, gets on me a lot is I'll sing, but I don't know any of the lyrics. I'll just sing like what I think the lyrics are.
I love that.
Yeah, so whatever.
I don't know. I have no idea why this cracks me up so much. I just love it. I love it.
I think it's just because the common man totally agrees. Like, if you're singing a song halfway through and you're nailing all the lyrics and then you forget or you don't know, you just kind of start rolling with it.
Yeah.
And you just make stuff up in your head.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, obviously, I'm a major Cub fan. I've been a Cub fan my whole life. And I love these two guys. They're two of my favorite Cubs ever. And they're both very entertaining and very funny. They're both great ball players too, and that helps out. But it's just so entertaining to watch these guys, like two of my favorite Cubs, just having some fun and singing some Selena Gomez.
I know, no question. Hey, and you're going to see them, Nick. 1-2. Chris Bryant's likely your leadoff man this year, and Anthony Rizzo will bat second. That's what David Ross is rolling with this year.
Wow. Okay. That's a good move. That's a good move, I think. Hey, speaking of go ahead.
I like it. I mean, it's they've had, since Dexter Fowler left, they haven't really had a consistent leadoff man, and Chris Bryant is probably their best all-around hitter. And if you're a leadoff guy, nobody gets more at-bats throughout the length of the season than the leadoff guy. So
yeah.
I think it's worth trying.
Yeah, okay. And speaking of the game today, the Cubs ended up winning. They won 9-4. It was Joe Maddon's return to Mesa, and that was kind of fun. Everybody got to talk to him, and they interviewed him and everything. And then Kyle Hendricks was on the mound. Three perfect innings. How'd that go?
Yeah, three scoreless innings. It was about as typical of a Kyle Hendricks outing as you could see. Upper 80s fastball, just overpowering batters, Nick, as Kyle Hendricks does.
Yep.
you love watching the guy pitch, right? I mean, everybody does. He's where everybody is now throwing 95-plus, he's still hovering upper 80s, low 90s, but that's why we call him the professor, right? He knows how to navigate the plate, and he gets it done. So no walks, the command was there, did what he does best, locates strikes, uses some off-speed stuff, and he's just consistent as about as I think he's deserving of an opening day start. I don't know if he's going to get it. I think it might go to Darvish, but Kyle Hendricks probably one of the I don't know how to put this. I don't want to say least appreciated because I know Cub fans love him, but he's maybe not talked about enough with how good he's been over the past few years.
Yeah.
Just you have to appreciate his game. He's fun to watch because he's almost a throwback. It's like Greg Maddux style.
Absolutely. Yo, that's who he reminds me of. He's always reminded me of him. And I love Kyle Hendricks. I think he's great.
Yeah.
It's nice to see that he's back up on the mound. I'd love him to pitch on opening day. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think that's more of, the starting rotation doesn't mean as much as when you're a month into the season as it does on day one of the season, because what does it really matter at the end of the day? But it would be a nice tip of the cap to Hendricks, who's had a really great career here with the Cubs.
Yeah, he has. All right. Kevin Powell is with us. We continue our sports talk.
312-981-7200 is the phone number. We got Bulls, we got Blackhawks to talk about as well. 312-981-7200. And again, you can hear Kevin Powell every weekday afternoon on the Rokan Show here on 720 WGN, covering your sports. All right, more is coming up, and we continue here on 720 WGN.
I see the crystal raindrops fall, and the beauty of it all is when the sun comes shining through to make those rainbows in my mind. When I think of you sometime, and I want to spend some time with you, just the two of us. We can make it if we try.
Nick DeGilio Show continues here on 720 WGN. We're in the Skyline Studio, 18 stories above beautiful downtown Chicago. We're going into a Tuesday here, and we're going to be talking with Tom Appel from Consumer Guide Automotive to talk about some automotive news and to answer any and all of your car and automotive-related questions. 312-981-7200. We're going to be remembering James Lipton, a host of Inside the Actor Studio, and an actor himself and a writer, and quite an accomplished man. And we're going to hear some of the best of the Actor Studio and talk about some of the best interviewers ever. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Kevin Powell, we continue with Kevin Powell here, talking about sports. Hear him every weekday afternoon on the Rokan Show, covering your sports. Kevin, Bulls, let's... it's been a rough... It's a bit, as we've said throughout the season, it's been a pretty rough season for the Bulls this year.
Yeah, rough's probably an understatement. It's been atrocious. They were heading into tonight's matchup. They had lost 10 of 11. They won one single game in the month of February, Nick. They've only beaten two teams above 500 this entire season. They're 2-22 against teams above 500. Now, the most recent coming against the Mavericks, which they almost blew. And I don't know if anybody, if you watched that game, Nick, but they turned the ball over consecutively on inbound passes following a bucket by the Mavericks. The Mavericks scored 5 points in a matter of 18 seconds to make it a one possession game. They almost blew the game. Luka Doncic, who is the star, he's a 21-year-old superstar from on the Mavericks, he's an all-star this year, threw up a half-court shot at the buzzer that would have given the Mavericks the victory. With them down by two, it hit the front of the rim. It looked like it was going in, but it would have been such a fitting end to it would have been a microcosm of the season where everything that can go wrong will go wrong. Zach LaVine, their guard, who's been playing outstanding basketball much of the season, was out tonight, which is sort of weird because like your best player's out and you beat a team that's actually going to be in the playoffs in the Western Conference, which is a superior conference to the Eastern. It's so bad, Nicky. But, you know, it's weird. It's like... It's almost like we deserve it, you know, because it's like we went through the Jordan era where everything was perfect. And it's like this is the basketball gods being like, yeah, you went through the best times. Here are the worst times. the 2020 Chicago Bulls. You got Jim Boylan, a head coach who's calling timeouts in the middle of a play. They execute a perfect pass and get a layup. What do you call it? It's just everything is so bad right now. They'll get through this. I actually think they do have a few. Like a decent core with Lauri Markkanen and Zach LaVine and Chris Dunn, but everybody's getting hurt.
Yeah, I mean they've been cursed with a lot of injuries. Yeah. Correct.
Yeah, Zach LaVine dealing with the quad. Chris Dunn's out. Lauri Markkanen's missed time. Wendell Carter Jr., who's their first round pick from last year, missed a lot of time. Jim Boylan as the head coach, not the answer. You're probably going to see some serious front office changes with the organization, which you don't see very often with a Jerry Reinsdorf-led organization. I mean, it's, you know, Kenny Williams was never fired as the general manager of the White Sox, but he was promoted in a sense, but Rick Hahn was given more responsibilities. You could see the same with, you know, fire Gar Pax, which is Gar Foreman and John Paxson, is trending just about every night during a Bulls game because Bulls want them fired. You're probably just going to see an organizational restructuring of that. They're probably going to be bringing an outsider to make some decisions in the offseason. They should do that. I mean, this is getting to like a green. It's almost fun bad. I always refer to that as something so bad, it's almost fun in a sense.
Yeah.
Like so some of these games you watch, like can it really be this bad? It's almost comical how bad it is.
You know, you mentioned John Paxson, who was one of my favorite Bulls back when I watched, basketball regularly. But he's really taking the brunt of this.
Yeah, he is. I think you'll see more. If anybody does get fired, I think it would be Gar Foreman, who's considered the general manager. John Paxson's, forgive me for not knowing the exact, you know, he's like executive vice president of whatever. He's like a step above the general manager. So I could see Gar Foreman. I don't know if they're going to fire him, but you could see them put him in a different position that gets him away from every day-to-day decision and then bring in an outside voice. But yeah, but fire Gar Paxson. I mean, there was somebody took out a billboard in the West Loop, I think it was last year. I'm not making this up. This is blocks from the United Center. There was a billboard or a signage in the West Loop area, and it was a sign that said "Fire Gar Pax."
Oh,
I'm not kidding. That seriously happened. So that's real. I mean, Bulls fans are so. We're passionate because we experience what it's like to have a great team, right?
Yeah,
the Jordan-led Bulls, there was nothing like it. Nothing's ever going to get to that point. But we want to see winning basketball. This team loves all, this city loves all sports, whether it's basketball, baseball, football, hockey, whatever. Bulls fans are desperate at this point. They want to see a winner. This is an iconic franchise, not just a national, this is an international brand.
Yeah.
Be better.
Yeah. Kevin Powell is with us. It's Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're talking sports. You can hear Kevin covering the world of sports for Rokan every weekday afternoon right here on 720 WGN. All right, let's get to my Hawks.
Mm-hmm.
So what are we looking at here? Are they going to make the postseason, you think?
Well, just about every day when I wake up, I check hockeyreference.com's playoff chances percentages that they, however they do it, they do it. They've got an algorithm. I don't know. They were 3% last week. They won two straight, another 8%, Nick. So we're making progress. And look, they're not dead yet. And tonight was a big game, too, because the Predators lost to the Oilers. And
right.
The Predators currently hold the second wild card 6 points ahead of the Blackhawks. So
it's doable. It is doable.
It's certainly doable. We just don't know with this team, right? I mean, heading into the All-Star break, things were looking good, and then they dropped, 8-10
yep.
coming out of the break?
Yep.
So I've said this a million times this season. I think I said this a million times on your show over the past few months. I believe that this is a playoff-caliber team. I think there's enough talent on this roster to get to the playoffs.
Yeah.
Now, they're going to need Corey Crawford to stand on his head the rest of the season because he's going to get a bulk of the starts with Robin Leonard gone.
Right.
Is it doable? It certainly is. I mean, at least we're interested, right? They're not done yet. That's what I kept saying all afternoon with Rowley. They're not done yet. They won two straight. And that was post-trade deadline.
Right.
So that shows you there's something there, right? Because you sell off two pieces and then you come out and win two straight. I mean, guys like Taze and Kane aren't going to – those guys are hungry as ever. I don't care if they have three cups. I mean, you hear them talk, they're veterans. These are guys that want to win another Stanley Cup.
Yeah.
They're not okay. These are pro elite athletes. They want more. So they're not done yet. Massive game tomorrow. You could say that every game, right? Must win at this point, really. Ducks tomorrow, and then the Oilers, who beat the Predators, what was it, 8-3?
Which is
a crazy score. It was like 3-3 heading to the third. Next thing you know, it's 8-3 Oilers. So Hawks have them Thursday. Next 11 of 15 are at home, Nick, and they haven't exactly had the best home record all season. Basically what we've become accustomed to over this decade, really, where they dominated at home with the crowd and whatnot. But gotta figure. I mean, come on. The crowd's going to be buzzing. Everybody's on the edge of their seat. Let's stay in the playoff hunt. Let's stay at the playoff hunt. So it's 11 to 15 at home, Nick. Here, buckle up because they got to put a run together, but I think they can do it.
Yeah, no. And, you know, obviously they've been playing better on the road this year, which is weird. But
yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure they're thrilled that they're going to be home because they were on the road all over the. I mean, February, they were. How many home games did they have in February? I mean, they were on the road the whole time.
Yeah, they only played three home games in February, which is crazy.
Yeah.
Now they got, there's 17 games left. The next next 11 are at home. So 11 of the 17 are at home. Got to take advantage of that. There's no place like the United Center, as you know, Nick, as Blackhawks fans know. It doesn't matter. It's always an amazing atmosphere there. So you got to hope they pick up on that. And as I said, they're not done yet, Nick.
Yeah, they're not. And you mentioned Corey Crawford is going to have to stand on his head. He's been doing that all season, man. I mean, the goaltending has just been amazing. There have been some nights where I'm watching Crow and I'm just like, my God, he's single-handedly saving this team, you know?
Yeah, this might be his best year some time, Nick.
Yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
I mean, he had some injuries here and there, some stuff here and there. Sorry, I'm thinking out loud right now, which is never good on the radio. But I'm thinking this is probably 3-4 year stretch where this is probably the best hockey he's played. Right?
Yep.
Correct me if I'm wrong.
I agree.
Mean, he's been outstanding.
Yeah, I would absolutely agree. And like I said, you know, keeping the games much closer than they could have been. Some of the games could have gotten completely out of hand if he wasn't on his head. I mean, you know, some of the saves that he's made have been unbelievable. This season.
And goalies, of course, always get too much blame and too little credit, right?
That's
if they
true.
Have a bad game, the loss is all on them.
Yeah.
They have a good game, the defense played great, and it wasn't all on the goalie. But I think for sure, and during the stretch of, you know, he was part of the two Stanley Cups, there were so many games, especially in the postseason, where Crawford saved them. I mean,
yeah.
he's been one of the more of the core that helped win all these games and championships. One of the more maybe underappreciated guys on the Blackhawks. He's been great. So I know he had a couple of years stretch there. We weren't sure what the injury was, what's going on.
Right.
They'll give us some answers. But I completely agree with Nick. I think this year he's been absolutely outstanding.
And again, you know, what can you say about Patrick Kane? I mean, he's unbelievable. He's unbelievable, and we are lucky to have this guy on our team.
You know what? We're so spoiled here at WGN where we have so many past hockey players, current hockey players, and I always ask them a question, and I ask them the same thing. I'm just like, basically what you just said to me, I'm like, Patrick Kane,
yeah.
Can you believe it? And we'll talk to any, I don't know. You name the Hawks legend. They're on the station at some point,
yeah.
And all of them just marvel at what he's done.
Yeah,
all of them, even current and former players.
No question about it. So I'm still hoping. I'm hoping for a postseason.
All right, I'm on board. We're not done yet, Nick.
No, absolutely not. You can listen to all the games right here on 720 WGN. There is a game tomorrow, in fact, and you'll hear it right here on 720 WGN. Kevin, always a pleasure, my man.
You're the best, Nick. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
All right, buddy. You listen to Kevin Powell every weekday afternoon right here on 720 WGN, covering sports for Rokan. All right. The Nick DeGilio Show continues right here on 720 WGN.